Broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
All right. Thanks for coming in to help me host Tradio this morning.
You bet. I'd love to hear what's going on in this community, all the stuff that's out there that people want to share and trade before it gets covered with snow and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, please. You know, I think it happens faster than you think, folks.
It does. Before you know it, that last chore that you wanted to get done wasn't done.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like that's a constant battle. It's weird, you know. It may be in other places there's a spot of nice weather and people aren't out enjoying it. They're like, shoot, I really got to paint the side of my house today, or, oh, I have to finish the trim or something or other.
Yeah, nothing but fun here.
Nothing but fun, yeah. Okay. So if you have things to buy, sell, or trade, you can call in to KFSK at 907-772-3808 and we'll put you on the air. And if you have an announcement for a nonprofit or something similar, those are also very welcome. So yes, do call in. Bill, I should thank you coming from KFSK because you've been such a help around here for the fundraiser.
You know, as a board member, it's not just an obligation, but it's also fun to see these things go on. It's nice to interact with all the people from the community, that, especially on their brunch. We had a good group this last Sunday.
Yeah, it was my first one. I was inspired.
We got to meet new people. People got to meet the new staff, and I thought that was a good mix and lots of food. It was fun. We still have some food left over here, but I guess you guys have been working through it all this week.
So. Oh, we've been really trying. It's such a big lift.
Such a job. But no, it's this is a big fundraising time of year, so let's enjoy ourselves.
Right. All right. Well, we do have a caller on line one. I will put you on the air. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sally calling from Sons of Norway.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. Just letting people know we are having bingo on Friday, and we've got a guest soup maker. She's going to do potato and ham soup, and I'm going to probably do, some outrageous brownies from Ina Garten's recipe book. And so it should be a good time. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. It's open to the community. It's not just for Sons of Norway members, even though we'd love to see a few of our more of our members there. And then switching hats to my Oktoberfest hat, we've got a pretty full gym going for the October 25th Oktoberfest fun time up at the gym, Parks and Rec gym. But I do have a few spaces out in the hallway with the nonprofits. But if you aren't a nonprofit and you still want to be out in the hallway, give me a call at 518-0601, and we'll see about getting together and getting you set up on a table, either a 4-foot or an 8-foot.
All right. And what are the differences for the 4-foot and the 8-foot?
Cost. And size.
Yeah. Cost. Well, obviously size. Yeah.
The 4-foot's like the size of a card table, you know, which is about 36 inches square.
Right.
But you also have to have a chair sitting next to it, or you're going to be standing the whole 5 hours.
Right.
So, you know, we factor that into the size. And then the 8-foot is actually like a 6-foot table, and generally there's a chair on either end.
Right. Okay.
But if you bring a, you know, a 10-foot table in, you're going to be given a little, you know, stink eye.
Okay. Okay. So there's the threat of stink eye, folks.
Neighbors. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Sally, very much.
Okay, and happy time with the fundraising.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Anyway. Okay. Right. We got our bingo call, and everybody's going to be aware of that. Uh-huh. So, You know, they say the sun's going to be shining this weekend too. So I'm going to throw a plug out for the pumpkin patch.
Oh yes,
you know, that's usually kind of a weather dependent thing. Last weekend it was open on Saturday, but not on Sunday because of that nice big wet cloud that came through. But this weekend it looks like it's going to be a pretty good weekend. So the pumpkin patch is a good way for kids to get out of town. For you to, if you want to buy a pumpkin, they're available out there. If you want to goof off, get your face painted. I think we should have the pick your nose game ready by then. I'm working on that right now at my house.
You're not kidding. It's a real
no,
game.
No.
Oh.
It's a real game.
It's the gold miner.
It's yeah, exactly. The kids love it. It's kind of like, oh my gosh, what are they doing? Oh, they're going to get a little prize. So it's fun, mm-hmm. But it's also good to get out of town and kids can run around the haystacks. Bennett has a couple of little puppies out there now, so the kids get to interact with the kids. So it's a lot of fun. They usually have the bouncy house going, but I'd ask that the parents, if the kids want to go in the bouncy house, they usually take their shoes off. So bring extra socks because sometimes it's a little wet inside there and their feet get cold.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's going on. That's also another fundraiser for Campus K as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, we'll support community radio.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. So, have fun. Get outside. Go do something different.
Uh-huh. You know? Great weekend for it.
It is. It is, hopefully.
Yeah. And I don't see, a lot of stuff happens in the fall.
Yes.
I'm not, you know, I had no clue of, like, the Oktoberfest or what goes on then. Or I don't know if it's quite what I'm thinking. I don't know if there's more or less Lederhosen than what I should be expecting.
Probably less. but then again, too, it's an opportunity for folks to... share some wares, share some information.
Cool.
The community can just kind of like run around and take a look at what's available for starting to think about gifts for Christmas or, you know, treats or whatever. But, you know, there's always a bunch of different things at the Oktoberfest, which is fun to look at.
Cool. I'm excited.
So,
well, we do have another caller on line one, okay. And you're on the air. Oh, no, you're not on the air. Sorry. Now you're on the air.
Does that mean this is Sunny, right?
Hi, Sunny.
Hey, I am calling not for something work-related this time. I have scoured my home and am unable to find a pair of binoculars. I'm wondering if anybody happened to have picked them up. They're small pocket size, made by a company called Zeiss. And if anybody happened to pick them up, I would be so grateful if they would call me and let me know.
Right.
My number is 518-1432.
Okay. And they're, you know, fist size, two hands... big on the big side.
Yeah, kind of little ones. They actually kind of fold up. Yep.
Right. Okay. Well, good luck. I hope you find
any idea what you're thinking about as far as you may have where you were traveling, where that could have been?
Well, no. It's been a long... probably in town. In town, like on one of the trails is my guess. Maybe,
right.
Like I said, okay. Adventures. Yeah.
Right. Just
appreciate if anybody found them. Kind of my last gasp, but you never know.
Yeah, no. Hopefully you find him. And I guess there was just that one bird that was so amazing you had to put your binocs down.
Just watch it. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Need the help.
Okay. Thank
Alrighty.
You, Sunny.
Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, and folks, you know, that's a good example. If you have something that you're in search of or something you might have... or that you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, or looking for something else, you can call in at 907-772-3808, and we'll be right here.
Yep. I remember losing a pair of binoculars, left them on on a bus one time when we were in Scotland.
Oh,
and we happened
yes.
to bounce up the different islands on the Outer Hebrides. And
wow, that's so special.
We had this... bus, then we got on this bus just looking for transportation, and they were kind of going, well, you know, this is really kind of a tour, we can accommodate you, but you know, we might be doing stops, and we're going, fine, we had a good time. But they were all excited about the tour, and they got more excited because we were from Alaska visiting Scotland. It was really an excellent tour that day, but yeah, I left my binoculars on that bus.
Well, hey, at least you remembered to bring them in the first place. That's
yeah.
like the thing that I always forget whenever I'm going on any camping trip, any backpacking. It's like I always forget the binocs.
Yeah, we still do that here going out of the boat. It's kind of like, oh, I wish we had the binoculars.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well.
And squinting only takes you so far.
Exactly.
So we do have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Good morning, David Berg calling.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, a couple things going on. The Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department is doing their Learn Not to Burn program in the elementary schools this week. Families, be aware that your kids are probably going to come home with a little packet of information and want to, you know, check your smoke detectors, maybe figure out where you're going to meet up outside if there's an emergency and you have to evacuate your house. They're going to probably want to talk about, stop, drop, and roll or having a plan two ways out of your house in case of an emergency. So just be aware of that. And I want to thank the volunteers from the Volunteer Fire Department and the businesses that have allowed their employees to participate in this by going into the elementary school and volunteering their time this week.
Yeah.
So yesterday, today, and tomorrow, that'll be happening at the elementary school.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up. And it's so good to get kids involved in that. You know, it can be kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's amazing that we hear about it, you know, throughout the year when we bring a fire truck down to the elementary school to show the kids the vehicle or something like that. You know, they're talking about, you know, when they saw somebody, you know, a firefighter in their classroom, and they prepared, you know, or we're doing something with Stop, Drop, and Roll. So, yeah, I want to thank the folks for that. I want to switch hats, put my Rotary hat on today. We're looking for resilient kids to participate in one of two programs for Youth Exchange. We have a year-long program. Ruby is out in the Czech Republic this year. We're looking for another student to go out next fall. And deadline for that is going to be the end of October. We're looking for a resilient kid to become part of our Youth Exchange program. That's open to freshmen, sophomores, who will go out and come back and be here for their senior year. And then we have a short-term program, a four-week program that someone could participate in by going out next summer for about 4 weeks to a foreign country, pretty much of their choice. We try to find a partner, and they go live with a family. And then a member of that family, a girl or boy, comes back and stays in Petersburg for 4 weeks. So it's a family-to-family exchange, and we have a little more flexibility in that. The deadline for that is the end of January. But information for both programs is available on our Youth Exchange website, which is rye5010.org.
Could you do that one more time?
Yeah, it stands for Rotary Youth Exchange, rye5010.org.
All right,
and
thank you. Keep going.
Call me at 518-1199, and we'll provide him more information and, can meet up one-on-one about what's required and how the program works.
And that's 518-1199?
Yes, that's right, Bill.
Got that. All right, just double-checking.
No, sure. Appreciate it. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Sure. Yeah, you bet. Bye.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff.
Did you do a Rotary ever?
Actually, my daughter Chelsea did the Rotary Exchange, went to Denmark for the year.
Whoa.
That was a wonderful thing. Got to meet kids from around the world, came back with some great experiences. Actually, it was kind of funny as... A couple of years ago when she was pregnant, she had some good discussions with one of her friends from, I think she was from Brazil, and she was now working at San Francisco. And when she gave an announcement about, told her that, oh, yeah, I'm pregnant, her friend replied, yeah, I am too. And they found out they had the same due date.
What?
Which, I know, it's kind of funny. Small world stuff.
It is a small world.
But no, we actually went to visit Chelsea back there in Denmark at the time, and had
in
a wonderful
Copenhagen?
Time. Oh, yeah. Had a wonderful time meeting the families. And in fact, one of the families actually came out for her graduation, which was fun.
Yeah.
But we're still in touch with some
of
them.
And then you make these connections that, you know.
Connections around the world that just seem to go. I still remember part of that trip. we went to Crete to visit Cindy's family.
Wow.
In Crete, and we brought my daughter Lindsay and Chelsea came down, and as we were at this hostel in Rethymno, Crete, I met this woman who owned this flower shop and found out that she was actually from Denmark, but she spoke good English. And on the way back to my the hostel one time, you know, she was out in front of her plant shop, and I said, "Chelsea, this is the woman I was telling you about from Denmark." And by then, Chelsea, being the Rotarian, just turned with a smile and talked to her in Danish. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm in Crete. My daughter's talking Danish to this person, and this person clearly was enjoying talking in her own language. But it was quite the experience.
Yeah.
And Chelsea still relishes that quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Well, a special, special story. And that's kind of like the power of traveling and getting out there and staying attentive. We do have another caller on line one, so you're on the air. Well, in a second. Okay, now you are. Hello.
Hi. Earlier in the last week, I called about my granddaughter's lost items.
Oh, yeah. Was it an iPhone?
Yes, it was. It was returned, and I just wanted to thank everybody that was looking and helping us out and spreading the word. It's pretty nice. This community is so cool, and it's got the community spirit.
Wow. I'm glad this was a redemptive moment. That's great that
very
you found
good.
It.
Oh, yes. I think it was a learning experience for everybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and, you know, phones get put different places at different times, and it's nice that people have that responsibility to know that that's important to somebody and to get it returned as best they can. So I'm glad this worked out, that Tradio was one of your avenues for getting that work done.
Well, thank goodness we have Tradio. I just wish it was a little tad longer, but that's okay. But we can get here.
Okay.
It gets longer when the calls come.
It's also true.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Now getting to one of a... Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Okay. Caller on line two, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. This is Stan, and my number, 772-3139. I have a few items. I have a couple of those survival suits that are out of date, so they wouldn't be Coast Guard eligible, but they make good blizzard suits if you're out in the skiff anyhow. And I'm 5'9 and about 160 pounds, so that's what they would fit. I have a pair of extra tufts. They are worn, but they're not got holes chewed in them or whatever. I'd like $5 or $10 for those.
What size are the extra tufts, Stan?
Tens, I believe.
Thank you.
All right.
And I had something else, and I lost my list. Yeah, that'll do it for right now.
Okay,
thanks, Dan.
And we have you at 772-3139.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye.
Yeah, those extra tufts, they can have many homes through their lives.
I used to work in the field with the Forest Service, and we'd run through them. You know, every year we'd have to get a new pair just because we were using them daily.
Right.
Those soft soles were really, really nice for working out in the woods because they worked as well as corks did.
Uh-huh.
And the same thing that would mess you up with the corks, like bark that slips off off the tree, would be the same problem with the extra tufts. But they were very comfortable, and
right.
It was nice to come home with your feet somewhat dry.
Yeah. I don't know. I always think about how it's like such an Alaskan little fashion statement.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember they came, different boots came in different times, but those extra tufts just...
They stuck somehow.
They did. They were just great. They had the problem when they transitioned to making them in China for years. They just, they were awful.
Right,
they were awful. But I think they've improved the quality again. But uh-huh. Yeah, it did take some time for them to get it right. That's
right.
For sure.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's almost like walking a mile in someone else's shoes. Sometimes I put on, like, you know, one of my family members' boots, and it's like the scuffs are all in different places compared to mine. It's like you can kind of see how someone walks. It's kind of interesting that they're like these, like this canvas to just how you're living. Yes. Anyway, it's like I almost feel like you could do palm reading where people, you know, look at your hands and say, oh, you have done so-and-so, or oh, you have this in your future. Maybe you could do the same with extra tusks.
Could be.
Maybe not. I don't know if there's much of a market for that. Anyway, we have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Hi, Isaiah. This is Craig Olson.
Hey, Craig.
And Isaiah and I were on the Kuprinoff dock last night getting a lesson in reading the Tide book.
Did you get stuck or marooned or just try to figure stuff out?
minus 2.9 low tide. The Kuprinoff dock goes dry. But we were able to hear, it's a great horned owl last night.
Ooh. Really? Is that what that was?
Yeah. And I just wanted to call and thank Bill for all his years on the KFSK board and the Coast Alaska board and the rest of the board that puts a lot of time in behind the scenes keeping the radio station going.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Craig. And, of course, you've been a big part of all that too. It's been a number of years. A couple of years, we're just a couple years shy of 50 for this station.
Wow, really?
So, yep. So we're looking forward to that as well.
On it for 50 years.
Okay, well, keep it up and enjoy the music today.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Craig. Yeah. Yeah, that was an Alaska moment last night. I learned my lesson a little bit.
with the tides like that, the low tide, you pretty much have to put a rope around yourself to get you down to the dock.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's super steep.
Oh, yes.
And another one of those big tides tonight also. It's a minus 3.4. I almost wish it was in the daytime so that I could go tide pooling. How cool would a minus 3.4 tide be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would love to see that.
But, yeah, it says Julie mentioned, too, for those of us who live near the near these tides, those big tides, we make sure that things are tied up. Also, make sure you watch what's floating in the tides as you go. I know when I was heading back home last night, I took a look out in the narrows, and there was this nice big log right in the middle of the narrows.
Oh, right. Stuff gets dislodged.
Yeah, floating down. I mean, this is the time of year where things get moved around, and I mean, it's not so bad if we don't have too much of a wind or a breeze, but if we get a breeze and we start picking stuff off the side, you have a lot of debris floating in the water, so careful boating when you're out there.
Tis the season.
It is.
Well, shall we do a slow kind of rundown? If people have more things to buy, sell, trade, and they're only catching us now, you still can call in while we're doing this roundup.
Okay, we'll take a shot here. Sally called in regarding the Sons of Norway, noting that they will be having bingo this Friday. The doors open 6 to 7, and they'll be upstairs. Oktoberfest on the 25th, they still have some spaces available. They'll be out in the hall mostly. 4-foot and 8-foot tables are available, usually in the nonprofit space, but if the nonprofits don't take up those space, then it'll be available to others. Sunny Rice lost a small pair of binoculars. She thinks it might be on one of the trails in town. It was a Zeiss binoculars. I guess it'll fold up pairs. So if you have that or if you find them, keep Sunny in mind. Her number is 518-1432. Dave Berg talked about that this is the week that Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department is in the schools teaching Learn Not to Burn at the elementary school. And the kids may have some homework to do when they come home, helping with fire plans, double-checking your smoke alarms, or working on your emergency plan to leave the house in case there is an emergency, you know, where to meet and all that kind of stuff. You know, accommodate them, pay attention. Actually, I'm just going to throw this one story out. There was one time when a woman and her son were coming into town, and on the way into town, they saw smoke coming out of a building. And the son said, "Mom, we need to call that in." And she was going, "Well," he goes, "No, we need to call that in." And come to find out that what had happened was somebody had left an extension cord plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
It was in their basement, and those extension cords, when they're plugged in, generate heat. And the extension cord was actually melting and sending up smoke. So that kid saved somebody's house.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's good that they learn all kinds of things. So encourage them and participate when they ask. And we want to thank all the volunteers and the businesses who let the volunteers take the time to go teach this at the schools. It's actually quite fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that several times. Dave actually called also about the Rotary Exchange. There are two programs that are going on. One is a full-year program that they're looking for either sophomore or freshman to volunteer for, which by the end of October. Excuse me. And they have the summer program, which is usually about a four-week program that can go to many countries. And usually with that four-week program, somebody goes over and somebody comes back. And it's usually a pretty useful and very, very enlightening event. The phone number to call, excuse me, Dave, for information is 518-1199, or you can go online at rye5010.org. That's Rotary Year Exchange 5010.org to look for more information. Or you can probably get a hold of a Rotarian and they could probably help you out as well. We had a person call in thanking Tradio because they had a lost item and an iPhone was returned, and she just wanted to express the thanks to Tradio for being available like this to help out and reach out when the times are needed like that. Stan Hjort called. His phone number is 772-3139. He has survival suit. It says it's out of date, but it'd be good for if you're riding around on something or being in a boat to stay warm. Stan says he's about 5'9", about 160 pounds, and so that's about the size of the suit. He also has a pair of extra tufts. He's asking $5 to $10 for them. It's about a size 10. And then Craig Olson called, just talking about tides and hearing a great horned owl and thanking folks here for continuing to participate on the board of KFSK and work in Coastal Alaska. Craig did a tremendous amount of work of that himself when he was on the board of both of those as well. So, yeah, that's fun. Yeah. When you think about the great horned owl, I had this one story one time. A friend of mine near South Harbor, he had a house there, and he went out moose hunting one day, and he came home, and as he got out of the truck, kids were lined up at his fence, and they were throwing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at his house, and he couldn't figure out what was going on there.
That's an expensive projectile.
Then he looked up and realized that on top of his roof was a snowy owl sitting on top of the roof, and pretty much everybody in town had heard about it and was showing up. But the kids were trying to film, and he just like I said, hopped out of his truck, and next thing you know, seeing kids throwing peanut butter sandwiches at his house. So
wow,
it was funny.
That's such a different reaction to owls. I grew up moving around Africa, and in some places owls are very it's kind of a bad omen. It's like it's like your ancestors are
looking in on you.
Yeah, and okay. Like not always in a great way. And so in like the few times in my life when I have kind of encountered an owl, people are like really on edge. They're certainly not throwing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Anyway, just owls.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. Different experiences.
Yeah. So, everyone, thanks for tuning in to Tradio this morning right here on KFS.